This episode is brought to you by KG Productions for Krishna Knows.
We are doing the Narad Bhakti Sutra. Now, there is a rider in this next verse. Sutra 12 says, after having decided to live the life of a wholehearted devotion, let there be protection of the scriptural teachings. What do the scriptures say? First and foremost, you got to know that you got to first believe in the scriptures. You see, if you don't believe in the scriptures, then the whole theory falls down. Nothing remains. So always first believe in the scriptures. Just the way the Hindus are believing in the Vedas, the Bhagavad Gita's and all the other stories that are there. Some people consider Ramayana and Mahabharata as a mythological stories, you know, myths. No. They are stories written by sages and saints. That is the first thing that you got to understand. The other stories might be written. You see, in our normal life, we have so many people writing stories. You see, from Agatha Christie to this, to that. You understand, no? There are too many other writers. Now, they are not sanctioned by the Lord. But Valmiki, who wrote the Ramayana, was sanctioned by the Lord. So it is not a mythological story. So don't even think like that. It is not a myth. A story is written so that the simple mind like ours can understand. You see, if I tell a child, if a child is asking me a question, how did I come into this picture? How was I born? Do you think you are going to tell your 2 or 3 year old child what you did? How did he come on this planet Earth? I'm sure you're not going to say that. You're going to give some kind of a story. Because it's a very tiny mind, you know. Our minds get distracted. They can get lost. So it is better not to tell them what is the truth. At that time, you create a story around it and you say to the child, see, this is the way you came in this world. So the stories are just so that you can, the child can understand. So think about it. Vyasadeva is an avatar of the Lord himself. Valmiki was sanctioned by Narada and also by the Lord to write his own story. So please do not discount them as some myths, because there are lots of people in India who have got very big designations and names who keep on talking about Ramayana and Mahabharata are myths. Please don't say those words. They are not. If Valmiki, you cannot compare yourself to Valmiki. All right? Whoever these people who are talking about myths and all, I don't think they should compare themselves to Valmikis and Vyasadevs. Okay, Vyas Muni. So these are the truth. So we have to go as per what is written in those books. They are holy books. We believe in them. So first premise is you got to believe in the scriptures, whether you like it or not. There is an entire religion based on a book. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. The Guru Granth Sahib, isn't it? All your Sikh friends, Sikh, not S-I, you know, not Sikh, S-I-K-H. The Sikh friends that are there, they have that book. If you go to the Golden Temple, you should see, I stood there at 4 a.m. in the morning and was taking a darshan over there, and such a beautiful thing. They believe in that scripture. Incidentally, I took the name of a very great devotee yesterday of Vitthala Panduranga, if you remember. His name was Namdev. Do you know in this Guru Granth Sahib, there are 61 Abhangas of Namdev. That is the truth. And they believe in it. So there is the Sikhism on this side which has a book and they believe in their Guru, Guru Nanak. So in the same way, you got to believe in the scriptures, the Bible. So many people dispute it. It is not correct. Believe in it. They say it's the word of God, isn't it? Quran is the word of God. In every book, there are stories and there are scriptures written in such a manner that many a times we do not understand them. So you need the right interpretation. And who else can give the right interpretation but the Guru? And that is why the Guru Granth Sahib says, refer to the Guru. It's the same thing. Valmiki is a Guru. Vyas Muni is a Guru. Hasn't he given such wonderful literature? We really believe in this. This is the truth about scriptures. So those who are on the path of devotion and they have the single pointed devotion, their wholehearted, their entire life, everything that they are doing on the path of devotion, it is under the protection of the scriptures. They follow the scriptures religiously. So if there is a story of Sri Krishna and it is mentioned that Sri Krishna robbed, you know, the curds and all those milk products, you better believe in that. If they say that he lifted a mountain on his little finger, you better believe in it. Here we are talking about devotion to the Lord. He is the supreme divine consciousness. He is the one who created the laws. Don't you think he can bend them also and he can use them the way he wants it? If he wants to come on this earth like a traveler, he can come on this earth like a traveler. Who says he is not allowed to? So this is the truth we have to know. And scriptures mention this very clearly. So, you who is sitting for this particular satsang wants to know about devotion. So, in the single pointed devotion, please do not doubt any scriptures. Do not doubt the word of your Guru. Because Guru is the one who unveils the scriptures to you. He tells you the truth behind it. Just yesterday, I was doing a very ancient scripture, which must be around 3,500 or 4,000 years old. I don't know how old it is. In that, it was mentioned a very massive meteor came and hit the earth and destroyed everything. You may say, how do these people know about it? But exactly in that scripture it is written that it is going to happen again. So imagine, do you think it has not happened? It happens. What happens? There is a big ball of fire which comes straight crashing onto earth. And when it comes and crashes, there are lots of fires over there. There is a lot of the whole thing gets burned down. All the trees are burned down. And that is exactly what was written in that scripture. Unless and until somebody who is such a great person who has this idea, if he had not written, how would he know so many thousands of years ago that there is going to be such a kind of a thing? Now in Russia, there is the Tunguska, explosion that happened. You can go and Google it. I'm sure at that point in time when it happened, when that thing came and crashed onto Earth, the whole place got burnt down. Even the fires in Australia, are they not getting, you know, destroying that entire place? So if there is a mention, there is a mention. We try with our little minds to try to find out the dates. They try to say, you know, oh, do you know when this was born? Which year? Oh, what you are saying is wrong. What you are saying is wrong. What? Well, if everybody is wrong, then the scripture is also wrong. But no, what did I say to you? The first thing that you got to do is believe in the scriptures. All right? So, those who are on the path of devotion, they will be protection from this scripture and the teachings in it. Okay. Now, this particular person who is a devotee, why does he follow the scriptures? Why is he so religious about the scriptures? Because the scriptures say certain things. So if Krishna, let us say, take the case of Krishna. If Krishna loves butter, ghee, milk, curds, and you are going to give him yogurt. Now you will say yogurt is the same as a curd. Do you know it is different? Do you know it is different completely? The bacteria that is used for making dahi, curd, which is Indian, is completely different than what you use for making yogurt. Yogurt is an imported commodity. It is made by a different bacteria called Streptococcus. And this is Lactobacillus. It's a different one. Okay, so these two bacteria are not the same. You understand, no? If you put one African in front of an American, he's going to look different. Huh? They're two different breeds, isn't it? So don't keep on mixing this bacteria with that one. You cannot say, you know, oh, coronavirus is the same as some other virus. It's not the same. They are different. It's different. So, if we are using the curd, the Indian curd has a lot of whey in it. Do you know this? It is not Greek curd also. So, don't keep on mixing this. If Krishna likes that curd, use that curd, no? Don't use camel milk in it. You got what I'm saying? No, I made curd out of camel milk. Krishna doesn't go and like camel milk or anything like that. If he says cow milk, then make it from cows only, no? Right? So give him that. If he says, I like, you know, ghee. Don't say, you know, I bought Amul ghee and I gave him. Amul ghee or this ghee or that ghee. Make ghee at home, it's so simple. I think in one of my satsangs I gave the whole technique of making ghee at home. So, if it is written in the scriptures, you better follow it religiously. Okay, don't say I don't know. He likes peda. Okay, let us say he likes peda. You know, Mathura peda is very, very good. Brown color stuff, no? And you will say, no, I am making of, you know, milkmaid peda, I didn't know that. Or I am making of milk powder which I bought from some company. It's a very simple technique, just use it. Again, the dispensation says, you know, he says, Krishna likes these flowers. It is written in the scripture. Don't put plastic flowers in front of him. You see, people think that they can put plastic flowers in front of Krishna and Krishna is going to be very happy about it. It's like if you like Amrakhand, you know Amrakhand? I think some of you may know what Amrakhand and Shrikhand is. Okay, if you like Amrakhand, the one which is made out of mangoes, and if I keep some other, you know, pista, badam or something like that, you're not going to like it. They want to say, no, I love only Amrakhand. So if it is written in the scriptures, why do you keep on changing those things? Just give him that, no. He will be happy with it. And what did he say? What has Krishna said? You know, very simple thing. He says, if you don't have any of these things, just give me one Tulsi ka patta. I am very happy with that. Tulsi, you know. What do you call Tulsi? Basil. Holy basil le lo aur de do ek. He will be happy. He is not going to ask you, milk laya kya mere liye. You understand? He is not going to say these words to you. He is very happy with the basil leaf also. Okay, so this is what you got to know. Happy with basil. Right? In his world, there are certain things that he loves. You need to honor them.